Let's pick up the Gemara from the last narrow line. Now, Kaskus Abatim. So Abatim, you know Yodi, play Lila Yodi. So the Mishnah says you can have a Chazok and Batim. How can you have a Chazok and Batim? And Batim, you can find anyone who will know that you were there by day, but where are you going to find anyone who know that you were there by night? So what it means, that it's Kashin or Pun, it says you need a Tzufin. How are you going to have a Tzufin if you don't have anyone on the night? You know, give me a favor, so I want to just take a look at the Ramban. I haven't seen the Ramban this time around. But I know there's a Ramban discusses. Ramban discusses, why is it only Kashin or Pun? I mentioned the other day. Why is it only Kashin or Pun? And if you don't look like a Puna, you don't need a Tzufin, but you need 3 years. If you went there by day, if you went there by night, then there's no, where's the 3 years? Yeah, first of all, Rambam says, Bitinu. Really, Rafuna has a response. Rafuna can say, L'tamech. And even according to you, they don't need a tzufin. But you need 3 years. If there's no Edom, if you're telling me that you can't find Edom on the night, the Maskana of the words, you can find Edom on the night. But according to your Kasha, if there's no Edom on the night, so it's not only a Kasha, if you have the days without the night, then you're gonna have to have 6 years. And the Mishnah says, Cheskes Avatim is 3 years. So Chari Rafuna could ask that back. The first answer in mind is that the Gemara could have responded that that's not so terrible. Maybe when it says Cheskes Avatim Shalosh Shanim, it means six years of days, which is 3 years of which is equivalent to 3 years. Inami, the Didan Kol Klashnin Mahani, the Leimotz LeMeimer Ano Asina by Yidizim LeHavizbo, Mishum Hochi LeMachino. If not for Afuna, we could say it's enough to have Eidus on the days. I didn't understand the second part. What does Ramban say? With the Dan, meaning if you don't hold like Afuna, someone could respond, if we don't say like Afuna, for 3 years, enough to have Eidus on the days. The Gemara Kama can't say, I know Asino, but he's in the way I have his thought. The Gemara Kama can't say, I came at night and you weren't there, and that's why I wasn't Meicha. Very not obscure. What's the Ramban saying? First of all, why can't he say that? Why can't the Gemara Kama say, I came at night and you weren't there? The Rashbam says, there is such a time. I saw you not there. The Rashbam says, I saw you not there at night. What does Rashbam mean? And why does it even matter? L'chayra, you need 6 years because you need to throw out Yishtai. You need 6 years. You need 3 years because you don't throw out Yishtai without 3 years. What does it matter whether the Marakama could say, I came at night and I didn't see you? L'chayra, you need 3 years. I just know what the Ramban is saying with it. I don't know what their mind is saying. Anyway, but the Pashat answer is the first answer in the Ramban. The Ramban says that you need maybe 6 years, but in a funa that's no good because you need a tzufin. So what answer? On my body, my master about them shivri. Shiva made the yodi be the yomam of leilayim. The edus is that the neighbors are made. My master about them shivri. The shivri know if you were there or not. What does Rashi? What does the Rashbam say? The Mishnah says that it's a chazokah. Cheskes habachdim is a chazokah. The Mishnah, so the Rashbam explains, why is the kasha only from Bachdim and not from a soda? The Mishnah gave a soda v'chol hanoch. Ein dark and last is melocha v'layla. It's not the derech to do melocha in a soda by night. Shemari demeidim al melechas yimei sholo sholim harezu chazokah. But you only have to mask at the times when it's the derech to use the field. Not the derech to plant at night. It's not the derech to do melocha at night. So that's called Shalashanim. Shalashanim is the whole Shalashanim. That is the derech to use the field. I will batim she derech lodo v'v'laylo. Yilei miyochel lo havi edim shul dora af v'laylo. The less they sad the other laylas, have them with fuzaris. So the mele is mufuzaris. And isul drabuno, if Rav Huna is right that mufuzaris is no good and you need ritzufin, amotzi idrich lemitin, so the Marakama would be able to tie in that. Anira isi shliyahoyu shayisa darba v'laylas. I saw that you're not there at night. This Rosh Bamla she tossed you later on by Marzutra that you need the Marakama to tie in that I saw you're not there at night. Otherwise we assume Stoma that the Stoma is that you were there at night. But if Marakama tine is Aniva Isi Shlaisa Darbalelas, I saw that you're not there at night. So then you have to prove that you do have a good chazaka. We'll have to chash lunchais. The goal is that I took the lab didoch. Yeah, like the Rashbam before also that you need to soothe them because otherwise goal is that I took the lab didoch. The Amai Abi Chazaka. So when I answer Shibari, Ashchenim Shalai, Shehu Darba Yoyim Balaylo, Heim Regilim Lohid. What does Rashbam want with Hamer Gilim Lohid? Hamer Gilim Lohid. That's Hamer Gilim Lohid. So I think the Mishnah says Cheskes Habachdim Shalosh Shanim. The Mishnah doesn't say you have to get special kinds of Eidim. So the answer is because the Mishnah is talking in the usual case. The usual case is that the Eidim are Shivri and the Shivri attack a Meiva Yom Levalai. Shivri Meiva Yodi. That's a bystands. Rob Amar, you're going to also betray the army, Anana Green and Minay. Two Adam come and say, We rented the house. But the arena bait Fosni, the Imam of Lailah, and we were there day and night. So they were able to be mayor. Fact of the They have an agius, these people who are living in the house, they have an agius to say that they were there by Yom of Alayla. Because if they're not going to say that they were there by Yom of Alayla, then the house will go to the Marakama. And they're going to have to pay rent to the Marakama. Because the assumption is they already paid rent to the machzik, so they have an agius. They want the buyers to go to the machzik to whom they already paid the rent, rather than to go to the marakama to whom they've not paid any rent. So it's an agius. When my answer is amalei, so Rashi answered him. Dayanu d'shvili hochi dainik mila yaskini kugend the nikiti aga beisiv ami leman leisve. The case is where they didn't pay the rent yet. So they're coming with the rent in hand. So maybe it's a matter of indifference to them to whom they give the rent. They could give the rent to the machzik, they could give the rent to the marakama, they have no negis. So maybe they could be made. They will give by Yom Balayla, who play with a maskir, and they're not called Negin Beidus. So it says in this Gemara that you can be machzik in a bias by renting it out. You don't have to be there yourself. You can rent the house out to somebody else, and as long as he lives there 3 years, so then it's cool that you have cheses gimel shon. So there's a couple of issues we're trying to bring up. The Rashi brings a Ravid. The Rabbi David said that it has to, the case has to be where there was a shtar on the schiutz. The people who rented out the house, they rented it out with the shtar. Because if they didn't rent it out with the shtar, so then the Merkama has no idea. A shtar generates a koil. And if there was no shtar, then there's no koil, the Merkama doesn't know that the soichim are there mikoyach ha-machzik. And in the middle, it's not a good chazok. He compares the two. The Gemara says in Malach, Gemara is a case where you have, let's say, somebody who's been machzik in a field for a year, and then he sells it to another person. That person is there for a year. And then he goes to a third, sells it to a, that person, sells it to a third person. That's the third year. So the Gemara says, if all the mechirs with the shtar, so then it's a good chazok. Because the Merkama knows that each one is coming mikoyach the one before. So it's one continuity. The Merkama knows this is one continuous chazokah of 3 years. So that's a chazokah. But if there's no shtar, then the Merkama doesn't see anybody, doesn't know that these people are connected to each other. So he sees one person was trespassing for a year. Another person was trespassing for a year. Third person was trespassing for a year. But there's no connection between them. So it's like each person was machzik for a year. A chazokah. 1 year, the Merkama doesn't have to be mecha. 1 year doesn't create a chazokah. So you need to have a shtar to create a koil. The koil informs the Merkama that these three people, they're not unrelated people. They're people who have a connection one to the other. Each one is coming mikayach, the one who sold it, the one who had it was machzik before. So then it's a chazok. Says the Rabbi, al derech zeh. Over here, if you don't have a shtar, then the Merkama has no idea that these soichim are coming mikayach the maskir. So the soichim have nothing to do with the maskir. So there's no chesed gimushon. The Rashba disagrees. The Rashba says you don't need a shtar, because here there's a koil without a shtar. But fundamentally, the Rashba agrees to the Rabbi's premise that you need to have a koil. He says here it's automatically, there's automatically a koil, because when you have people, somebody buys a field. So when a person buys a field, so he sets himself up as the owner, he puts his name on the house. And it's not, people don't, he doesn't publicize the fact, he's not interested in it. The previous owner is history. I mean, I know I bought my house. I don't even remember the name of the person who lived there before. It's not relevant anymore. Right now, it's my house. Everybody thinks of it as my house. So without a shtar, the Merkama is not going to have any idea that there was one person's coming to pay off the other. And he says, people who rent the house, so it's a good way you do it. They're renting the house. They talk about, they know that they're renting the house. They tell people that they're renting the house. So Mimele, it's public knowledge. Automatically, it's public knowledge that they're coming to pay off the mask. It doesn't require a separate, it doesn't require the mechanism of the shtar. The Rashba concedes to the Rabbi. You see, the Rashba concedes to the Rabbi the basic premise that you need to have a koil. The Merkama needs to know that the seichim are coming mikayach the maskir. Similarly to the Gemara in Dafir Malach, if there's no connection, or if the Merkama doesn't know about a connection between the maskir and the seichim, then it's not a chazok. The machlek is the Rabbi and the Rashba is just in the reality. Is there a koil without a shtar in the case of a seichim? The Ritva, on the other hand, is chalik on the whole premise. Rishva says, you don't need the whole thing. It doesn't matter, even if the Merkama doesn't know. What's the difference? Let's say the Merkama doesn't know that the Seicher is coming with the Maskir. He thinks the Seicher is an independent person being Maxic in his house. But the Seicher is there for 3 years. So the Merkama should have been Meicher. The Mordesh of the Merkama should be Meicher. If he knows that the Seicher is there with the Maskir, he should be Meicher, because the Maskir is being Maxic in his house. If he doesn't know that the Seicher is coming with the Maskir, he should be meicha, because the seicher is being machzik in his house. Kach ekach, the Merkama ought to be meicha. So therefore, regardless of whether, what's the difference? The mita lemicha you have regardless. He says, it's not like the case in Mimalef. The case in Mimalef, each one of these people is only being machzik for a year. So if the Merkama doesn't know that they have anything to do with each other, so the Merkama will say, for 1 year, the Merkama doesn't have to be meicha. So there's no need for the Merkama to be meicha on the first person. He was only there for a year. There's no need for him to be meicha on the second person. He was only there for a year. So they have to link up. They have to link up in a way that the Merkama is aware. The Merkama is aware of the fact that they're coming one because of the other. So then it's called the chazokah of 3 years that demands a machor. But over here, the seichim are there for 3 years. It demands a machor regardless. What difference does it make? You know, what difference does it make? What name the seichim have? We can call the seichim. Well, what's the difference? You know, if the machzik over here is really, what's the difference if the person living in the house is really the maskir or is the seichim? It's the same effect. The Merkama would be meicha, so therefore it's a chazaka regardless. So it's a machlokes, fundamental machlokes here between the Ritva on the one end, the Rabbi and the Rashba on the other. The Rabbi and the Rashba hold the Merkama has to know that the seichim are here mikayach the maskir, either because there's a shtar or because it's anyway public knowledge, even without a shtar, but the Merkama has to know, otherwise not a chazaka. And the Ritva says there's no need. Mimanasha, whether he knows or not, he should have been Meicha, and therefore you have a chazak. It's a little bit strange that the Ran and the Ruki Yosef, they quote this svar of the Ritva Hashem the Rashba. What the Ritva says, that doesn't matter if the Merkama knows that they're Seichem or not, then the Ruki Yosef and the Ran quoted Hashem the Rashba. Chayr, and the Rashba himself, that's not what he says, that's what the Ritva says. A little bit strange. But Akapanim, so what's the machlekes? So I thought Bibshutai that they go to Shitasim. We saw that the Shita of the what's the Pshat in Chazaka in Klashnim is Darnish Bishtar? What is Rava saying? Klashnim is Darnish Bishtar. So we saw the Rashba says that the idea of Klashnim is Darnish Bishtar, why does that make a Chazaka? Is that if the Marakama waits till the Machzik throws out a star, that is near is nichzik kemarim. It looks like he's wait. It looks like the Merkam is waiting. It looks like I'm waiting for you to throw out your star before I was meicha. So that makes my chazah, my silence, suspicious, and it makes my silence an indication that it must be that you had a star. But the fact that I wait until you throw out your star, I know you have a star. The fact that I waited 3 years, which is the time that you would throw out your star. So it looks like I'm being married in my shtikut. So that creates chazok. So chayr is see from the Rashba that if not for that consideration, if not for the mechzik marim, my silence for 3 years would not be a right. So that's mukhach in the Rashba. The fact that I'm quiet for 3 years, in and of itself, the Rashba seems to hold that's not sufficient to write. Even though Rava earlier, the earlier version of Rava, he thought clashed and kopit that 3 year silence is automatically a reglayim udav. But in the Maskon, in the final version of Rava, that's not the case. Even 3 years of silence is not a chazal. It is in and of itself, if not for the net Mexican marriage, in and of itself, 3 years of silence is not a riot. I suppose the pshat is, just like you have people who are very makbid, like a Bar al Yoshev, you have people who are very not makbid, people who are very big savlonim. So in Mela, even 3 years of quiet is not a riot. I could say, I'm a big savlon, I don't get upset until, I don't speak up until 10 years go by. Only because you have a star, and I know that after 3 years people are out, they're star. So that's what makes it that the 3 years silence all of a sudden becomes a riot. So now, in the case of the Seichrim, let's say that the Maskir does not know that these Seichrim are coming Mekarech the Maskir. So then, the silence of the Marakama is not a riot anything. Because the Seichrim for sure don't have a star from the Marakama. That's for sure. Everybody agrees. Nobody claims that the Seichem voted for the Marakama. So one thing we know as a fact is that the Seichem don't have a shtar. I mean, they may have a shtar from the Maskir, but they don't have a shtar from the Marakama. So therefore, why should if the Marakama doesn't know that they're coming from the Maskir, why in the world should the Marakama be in a hurry to be meicha within 3 years? If the Maskir was in the house, so then, if the Maskir is in the house, so then we could say the fact that the Marakama was quiet for 3 years makes us think maybe the mask this the if, I'm sorry, if the Maskir was in the house, if you yourself the person who's claiming to have bought the field, you're the guy who's claiming to have bought the field, if you live in the house yourself, so then we say, well, maybe you're telling the truth. Maybe you really had a shtar. And the fact that I'm quiet for 3 years is nechzik emarim. It buttresses your claim that you had a shtar. You claim you had a shtar and you threw it out. Well, the fact that the machzik was quiet for 3 years, the silence, the lack of peida be'etzim is not such a raya, but in the context of your claim that you have a shtar and that you threw it out, that's taka supported by the fact that I was quiet until the time that people normally throw out the shtar. So melech's machzik is mechazik, you're right in the field. But if you rented the house to somebody, if you rented the house out to somebody else, and that somebody else is not even claiming that he ever had a shtar, so then where's the Mexican mar? Then the silence of the Marakama is not Mexican mar. The Marakama was quiet because he's a sovereign. It looks like he's waiting for the guy to throw out the shtar. What? He knows the Seifim don't have a shtar. So there's no Mexican mar. Only if there's a kill, and it's public knowledge that the Seifim is coming with Pech Damaskir, then we get back to Mexican mar. Then the Marakama knows the Seichem is coming to create the machzik. the Machzik claims that he really did have a shtar. We're slipping, maybe the Machzik really did have a shtar. That's his claim. Then you get the Mechzik Amarim, and then you have the Chesed Gimel Shonim. So maybe the Rashba, L'shitasai, holds that if the Merkama, if there's no Kail, and the Merkama is no way of knowing that these Seichim have anything to do with the Maskir, then there's no din over here of Chesed Gimel Shonim. Chesed Gimel Shonim is built. Maybe we didn't spend enough time in the Rashba thinking through all the way down. But the Maas, that's what it says in the Rashba. The Chesed Gimel Shonim is built on the Mechzik Amarim. So there's only a Mechzik Amarim when the Merkama knows that the person who's in the field, when the person that the Merkama knows about, when the person who's being Machzik is the person who claims to have a shtar. So then there's a Mechzik Amarim. But if the person being Machzik is not the person who claims to have a shtar, and there's no public connection between the two, so then there's no Mechzik Amarim, there's no Chazak. That's the Rashba. Valid. On the other hand, the Ritva we know holds that really there's a Midah L'Micha after 1 year. There's a Midah L'Micha right away after 1 year, there's a Midah L'Micha. So what takes 3 years? It takes 3 years. You have to have 3 years of Achila B'Shoifi for the Marakama. You have to have 3 years of Achila B'Shoifi for the Masik, the Thra'ad Ashtar. So till 3 years of Achila B'Shoifi, there's an Achvish Tarach. After 3 years of Achila B'Shoifi, so then you throw out your Ashtar. So that could be that you have here as well. The silence of the Marakama is a Rai after 1 year. What does it matter if the Marakama knows that the Seich is related to the Maskir? He doesn't know that the Seich is related to the Maskir. Like the Ritva says, Mimono Shechav Leilem Chuyek. I should have been Meicher regardless. I see somebody in my house, I should be Meicher. It's not built on the Mexican Marim that I'm that it's a year of Achila should generate a Macha. So it makes no difference who's doing the Achila. The Maskir is doing the Achila, the Seich is doing the Achila. A year of Achila should generate a Macha. Of course, you're supposed to have a shtar, so there's an achvish shtar. When do you throw out your shtar? After 3 years of achilu v'shoifi. Well, after 3 years of achilu v'shoifi, that the seichim are sitting in the field, after 3 years of the seichim being in the house and doing an achilu v'shoifi, the maskir throws out his shtar. Why not? He gets the same complacence. When the maskir sees that the people that he rented out the house to are sitting there 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, the merkama is not saying anything. So he that's enough achilu v'shoifi that he throws out his shtar.
The Rashba, the Ma'ar just sees the Socher's eating there for 3 years. How does he know the Socher's not tiny? He bought the field. Like, how does he know there's no shtar? Why is he assuming that the Socher doesn't have a shtar over here? That's not what his claim is.
I mean, why isn't the... Okay, but it's not Mechzik Amarim. The Merkama could say, I saw a guy sitting in the field that... Even if he has a shtar, but he doesn't have a shtar from me.
How does he know he's not hiding that, though? He's saying he bought it from me. He doesn't know what he's going to say. He just sees him eating it.
Why shouldn't the Marakama be afraid that the Machzik is going to say that I bought it from... That the Seichim will say... Let's give everybody a name. So let's say Alex is the Maskir and Adam is the Seichim. And I'm the Marakama. So why aren't they afraid? So I see Adam in the field, and I know that I didn't sell it to him. And everybody knows. It's like no one even claims that I sold it to him. So maybe there's no Mexican in mine. So the question is, why aren't I afraid that Adam's going to say that he bought it from Alex? I know that I sold it to Alex. I mean, if Alex's telling the truth, then I know that, and I know that I sold it to Alex. And maybe Adam's going to claim that he bought it from him.
Close.
And he was to have a chadyoima, we really have a taninon. So why aren't I afraid that Adam is going to pull out his shtar? Or better yet, Alex will pull out his shtar. And Adam has a shtar that he bought from Alex. So why aren't they afraid that I'm waiting? Why are we afraid that I'm waiting for Alex to throw out his shtar? Yeah, I guess the same thing with Rami Malach. Why aren't they afraid that these three people are coming one week after the other and there's a chazaka? Why aren't they the same thing over there? You know, I know I sold it to person A, now it is person C. So, the Mas is a fairish. If there's no kail, then I don't have to make. I say, each person here was only Machzik for a year. Why aren't I afraid the same thing? Maybe A sold it to B. Maybe B sold it to C. So maybe they're going to be able to establish ownership. And I'm waiting for them not to be able to establish ownership. I'm waiting for them throughout the start so that they won't be able to establish ownership. And again, it's Mexican mayor. Apparently, we don't say that. I assume when I see somebody there and there's no coil, I assume that he's just there as a trespasser. So the same thing over here. I see a guy living in the house. This is for sure not the guy that I sold it to. So that would not, there's no Mexican mayor. Maybe we need to think through for a second. I never really thought this through. In the whole Mexican Marim piece. Why is it Mexican Marim? I claim that I never sold it. Let's say a simple case. You're the Maxik, you collectively, you're the Maxik, I'm the Maritama. So I wait 3 years, so it's Mexican Marim. Now, normally, apparently, if not for the Mexican Marim, I'm a big sovereign, I could wait more than 3 years. I wouldn't necessarily say anything 3 years, 4 years, 5 years. No raya for my shtika. So what's the raya for my shtika? The right from Eshtika is, because it looks like I'm waiting a few to the right Ishtar. Why? I claim there was never Ishtar. So I say that I'm not a Marim. What is this Mexican Marim? I claim that I never sold it to you, and I waited 3 years because I'm a Sattler. You claim that you had Ishtar and I'm being Marim. I claim that you never had Ishtar and I'm not being Marim. So why do you win? Shouldn't I win? I'm the Murakama. I'm just wondering, stop shocking the Rashba. The silence of the Murakama in and of itself, without the Mexican Marim, is not a. I never thought of this. It's a new, just wondering now. Like, how does this work? Well, always when you have the burden of proof is always on you. You have to prove some kind of proof that the sod is yours. Otherwise, I'm the Murakama, I should win. So what's your proof? For my silence. But my silence for Etzim was saying, it's not a raya. I could be quiet for 3 years, 4 years, 5 years. My silence for Etzim is not a raya. My silence only becomes a raya as we add to it the element of Mexican Marim. But my silence is a raya because it looks like I'm waiting for you to throw out the shtar. Why? If I'm right that I never sold you the field, then I'm not waiting for you to throw out the shtar. I know you don't have a shtar. And I was just quiet because I was quiet. I'm a quiet guy, so I was quiet. So where's the raya? You claim that you had a shtar, and therefore my silence is suspicious. You claim you had a star, and I was waiting for you throughout the star. That's what you claim, and I claim you never had a star, and therefore my silence is not suspicious. So shouldn't you have to prove that my silence was suspicious? Why do I have to prove that my silence was not suspicious? Stop. What's pshat in the Rashba? That's a funny thing. Let me see the Rashba again inside. It looks to me like we never did the Rashba justice. Going back to the road. The Marakama knows that he's not using more than 3 years. It's such a strange thing. If you're telling the truth that you had a star, then true, granted, if you're telling the truth that you had a star, then my silence looks like an aroma. So, if you had a star, then my silence is a right that you had a star. But if you never had a star, then my silence is not a right that you had a star. So what kind of right is this? There's a right that you had a star. Isn't this absurd? There's a right that you had a star, because if you had a star, my silence was suspicious. If you had a star, you don't need my silence to be suspicious. If you had a star, you had a star. But if you don't have a star, then there's nothing wrong with it, and there's nothing suspicious in my silence. What are you saying?
It would be that, like, it's the situation when it wasn't cold and he had a star. That seems to be...
But the Murakama knows, if the Murakama is telling the truth, if I'm right, then I know that he never had a star, curl or not.
You seem to be discussing a case where whether or not he actually had a star,
I'm talking back in the original
so
the original role.
So you're back to the original case.
Yeah.
So could it be, I know the Rashi says explicitly, could it be that there was a situation where there was a call that he had a star, and Murakama knew it's not true, but the fact that he wasn't Mocha during that 3 year period when everyone seemed to think he had a star is a riot against him.
Again, it's only a call that there was a star if it was a star.
Is that true?
Yeah, why should there be a call if there was no star?
Then this case with the renters could never happen if there's a, There has to be a kol that they have a shlichus.
Renters have a kol that they rented, but there's no kol of them that the no kol of them that the machzik bought it from the Merkama. The Merkama claims that he didn't buy it. Like, why should there be a kol?
Yeah. And just the mere fact that you waited till he had no option of self-defense, because it's known that he would have thrown it out by 3 years. If it was true that he really never had a shtar, so you would have spoken up earlier, and you wouldn't have been scared to wait till a time where he would have no options, and you would show. See, look, it's only been 2 years. You would have held on to your shtar, but you don't have one. Now that you waited till a time where it's impossible for him to show proof of a shtar, so that's suspicious. It's not that it would have been suspicious. It is suspicious because.
Something like this. You claim you had a shtar. I claim you didn't have a shtar. So since I waited for 3 years, it's suspicious. Why is it suspicious? It's suspicious because it makes us think that you really did have a shtar and I was waiting. But if I would wait more than 3 years, in a case where there was, if in fact the truth is that if I know that you don't have a shtar, I'll wait more than 3 years, then why is it suspicious? Because if we grant that without a shtar, I would wait 5 years to be mecha, it seems to say in the Rashba, without the mechzik kamarim, I would wait longer. But once you say that I would wait with that, if you don't have a shtar, I'll wait longer, then why is it even suspicious? Maybe Taka don't have a shtar, and I waited longer, because I know you don't have a shtar, and if you don't have a shtar, I'll wait longer. And Nathan, you have something?
Yeah, the Rashba in the Hemshech says that it's still based on what Rava was saying earlier, that there's Kepeda for Shal Shanim. It says, V'hum Yishon Dekev in the Ruben Shabbani Adam Makbidim Achilas Peir Shal Shanim Ki'idach Tana Derava, then he should have been Meicha earlier. So it could be that, meaning even if you were right.
One second. The Elamir, high time make it Ogenami Vachilis Peres, Tanil Ha'ad Chazoka. Time in the Milsa, Mishum the high time, it flushed Mizor, the Tvail Mizor, Lad Kilkhsa Belay time in Akhtin Alamu. Hell of the time at high. Why do people throw out the Shah only after 3 years? The Kain Shal Ruben Shal Yodam Akhpita Machilis Peres Shal Shal Shonim. He's not directly addressing my question at all. He's just explaining why he only threw out your star after 3 years.
Right, but you see that, meaning the reason someone throws out their star after 3 years is because the matter should have said something earlier. If not,
so maybe we can start.
Right.
It's... Again, the Rashba is just addressing why you throw out your shtar, but maybe we can say, since it does say in Rashba that most people are meicha after 3 years, by 3 years, most people are meicha. Like we saw earlier in the original Rova, and we saw in the who was it again? In the Nesivis, it's a continuum. Most people are meicha by 3 years. Like Rava said originally, some people like Beber Al Yoshev are makbid faster. Some people are makbid longer. So there's a continuum. So it means like this: all things being equal, if there was no mechzik kemarim, so even if I'm quiet longer than 3 years, so quiet longer than 3 years is not usual. Most people by 3 years ought to be screaming, but not a raya gemura, because maybe I'm a very big sablon. I'm a very patient person, or I'm a very shy person, and it's taking me longer than 3 years to be meicha. So there's a possibility I might be very shy. So therefore, my shtika is not a right anymore. But now it comes out that there's another reason why I might be waiting 3 years. I might be waiting 3 years because I'm a shy guy. But I might be waiting 3 years because I'm waiting for you to throw out your shtak. So that, but why did I wait 3 years? Could be I'm waiting 3 years because I'm telling the truth and I'm a big sabun. Could be I'm waiting 3 years because I'm lying and I'm waiting for you to throw out the shtar. So since we have this new theory, maybe I'm waiting for you to throw out the shtar. Maybe I'm not telling the truth, and I'm waiting for you to throw out the shtar. So that tips the scale. Rather than saying that I'm a sadlum, which is unusual, we would rather say that I'm lying. That I'm lying. And I waited 3 years. I'm lying. I could have lied after 1 year, 2 years, 3 years. Why did I wait 3 years? If I want to steal the field, I want to steal the field from you. Why did I wait 3 years? I waited 3 years for you to throw out the shtar. So it raises the likelihood, since it's intrinsically unlikely that I'm such a big sovereign. And since if I am lying, then we understand why I waited 3 years. So somehow that raises, that jacks up the likelihood that I'm lying. You know, at the end of the day, if I'm telling the truth, there's no mechzi kemar. There's only a mechzi kemar if I'm lying.
Even if the Maritama was telling the truth, it still would have been normal for him to be saying something earlier. And you see that the Rashba is still working with that.
Even if I'm telling the truth, but by waiting 3 years is mudba. Oh, that's the pshat, right. That's not the pshat. Pshat is like this. What's bothering me the whole time is, what do you mean mechzi kemarim? It's only mechzi kemarim if I'm telling the truth. It's only mechzi kemarim if I'm lying. If I'm telling the truth, then there's no mechzi kemarim. Because the mechzi kemarim is that it looks like I'm waiting for you to throw out the shtar. But if I'm telling you the truth, then I know there was no shtar, so then there's no mechzi kemarim. So what is mechzi kemarim at? If I was lying, if you're telling the truth, then I'm a mechzi kemarim. But the mechzi kemarim can't prove that you're telling the truth. Because if it's only a mechzi kemarim if you're telling the truth, then the mechzi kemarim doesn't increase the likelihood that you're telling the truth. That's my problem. That's what's bothering me. So what we're gaining now is, because even if I'm telling the truth, and you're a thief, and I'm telling the truth, it is strange why I waited 3 years. Why? I mean, okay, I, it's not like impossible. Maybe I'm such a big sovereign, but it is strange why I waited 3 years. So we have to add, if there was no Svar Mechzi Kemarim, so even though it's strange why I waited 3 years, but that strangeness doesn't lead to anything. The fact that it's strange that I waited 3 years doesn't prove that I'm lying, because even if I'm lying, it's still strange why I waited 3 years. Why did I wait 3 years to lie? Like, the fact that it's strange that I waited 3 years is strange regardless. If I'm telling the truth, it's also strange. If you're telling the truth, it's also strange. Even if you're telling the truth, it's also strange. Why did I wait 3 years? Why did I wait 3 years to steal the field from you? I should have wanted to steal the field from you right away. But since, if you're telling the truth, no, we have an explanation of why I waited 3 years. Whereas if I'm telling the truth, it's strange why I waited 3 years. So that itself is machriya that you're right. Because on your theory, my waiting 3 years is exactly what we would expect me to do. On my theory that I'm telling the truth, the waiting 3 years is not impossible to explain. I could be a very big sovereign, but it's still strange. So we have this phenomenon. I waited 3 years, which is strange. If you're right, then it's exactly understandable. If I'm right, it's explainable, but it's explainable away, but it's not what we would expect. So in the middle of that very fact that I waited 3 years, which is more a likely outcome if you're telling the truth, and a less likely outcome, less likely behavior if I'm telling the truth. So that's enough to be mechriya that it's a raya, not a raya, but it's a raglayim dover that you're telling the truth. Okay, so now let's plug that back into our case. So here we have a case where the chayus in the field, on either ones, whether you're right or I'm right, whether I'm right that you're a thief, or whether you're right that you bought the field and you rented it out, Either way, the fact that I waited 3 years is mudna. Because if I'm telling the truth, then why did I wait 3 years? All right, maybe I'm a sovereign, but lemaisa, why did I wait 3 years? But even if you're telling the truth, it's also strange why I waited 3 years. You can't say I was waiting for somebody to throw out the shtar, because because even if you're telling the truth, the seichrim, the renters, they for sure didn't have a shtar. Even if you're telling the seichrim didn't have a shtar. So why did I wait? So Mela, my waiting is no longer buttressing your claim. So Mela, there's no Mexican Mara. Okay, it works. A little bit complicated, but it works, I think. One Ha'aretz, though, in the Ritva, going back to, that's as far as the Rashi is, going back to the Ritva. The Ritva says it doesn't matter. The Ritva doesn't have this whole Mexican Marim thing. So the Ritva is very shmaki. What does it matter? The Marakama knows that the Sanhedrin are coming because of the Maskir. He doesn't know. Kach v'kach, so therefore, the silence of the Maskir, the silence of the Marakama, my silence is a Raya. After 1 year, it's already Raya Mestoma. And Rimela, after 3 years, you get a Chazach. Why do you need 3 years? We'll go back to the whole Achbe stuff. However, it's Meduyik in Ritva. The Lashon in Ritva is for those who ask, since the mastic wasn't there, he gave it out to the renters. So how does the chazaka work? Since the soichim lived in mikaychay, b'mischiris b'mishela, harayim ka'atzmai. But Oyma haravid, the davka shesochim in a b'shtar. Then he goes on, he says, the ravid says you need a shtar because there's a coil, and he says, I don't think you need a coil, the mimonashach havalim chuyo. So and so on and so forth. But the Ritva prefaces it that it works because the Seichim are there mikaychay. Why? No, it's that even the Ritva agrees that it only works because the Seichim are there mikaychay the maskir. He doesn't think it matters if the Marakama knows about it, because the Marakama should have been meicher mimonoshach yibayler l'mchuy. I should have been meicher whether the Seichim are coming mikaych you, or whether the Seichim are coming on their own. Either way, I should do a Meicha. So the Midulei Micha of the Marakami you have regardless. Nonetheless, the Ritva says that it only works because the Seichim are there, Mikayach the Maskir. You rented it out to the Seichim. I don't know about it, but that's the fact. But it seems in the Ritva that if the Seichim had nothing to do with you, then there would not be a Chasok. L'moshel, what would be if you claim that you bought the field for me, and Tiny bought the field for me, and there were... Uriah is that there was somebody else who lived in the field for 3 years, and I didn't say anything. So then you would not have a chazok. Why not? I mean, let's imagine the case again. Let's say I have a house, and Alex claims that he bought the house for me. And Adam was in the house for 3 years. But Adam has nothing to do with Alex. Alex didn't rent the house out to Adam. Adam just saw the house is empty and he lived there for 3 years. Adam says he'd never bought the house. He just saw an empty house and he moved in. Alex claims that he bought the house. So it's clear in the Ritva that's not a chazak. Why not? After all, I should have been meicher regardless. What does it matter? I should have been meicher. The fact that I wasn't meicher is right that I sold, must have sold it away, so it's no longer my business. Even if I sold it to Alex, what's my business if Adam's in the house? I sold it away. It's not my house anymore. It's not my problem if Adam's in the house, Alex is in the house. I sold the house. It's a right I sold the house. If I didn't sell the house, I would have been meicher. So there's a right that I sold the house away. Now, if it happens to be Adam's in the house, so if Adam claimed that it was his house, he would win, but he's not even claiming that it's his house. He just said it was an empty house. So, and Alex claims that it was his house. So why isn't Alex like in the house? That's ruled clearly in the Ritva. That doesn't work. Yeah, so a lot of things. First of all, even if it's a raya that it's not mine, it's not a raya that it is Alex's. No, but it's not enough of an explanation. I think it's clear that in such a case, I could take the house back. I could take the house back. Why can I take? I would still be the Marakama. I think that's the point of it. It's not that the house would be for sure not mine. It would be a raya that it's not mine, but we would have a suffer kud as it belongs to. That's the chayav. It ought to follow. If I was shoysik for 3 years, then it means that there's a house that's certainly, there's a raya that the house is not mine. Whose it is? We don't know whose it is. Alex thinks that it's his. Maybe it's not enough. Maybe we called Olivar. Anybody can take the house, but not me. It should be called Olivar. Whoever grabs the house. I was already mechich that it's not my house. You see, it doesn't work that way.
You see in the Ramban that it can't be that it was Yosef Melaleah. So even though...
Right. I think that's the point. You need a chazakah. We have in the reading of the parak. You need a chazakah sheishim atayim. A chazakah without a time is nothing. I don't lose the house because there was somebody who was there for 3 years. If he doesn't time it, it was his. Adam is not timing that it's his. So his chazakah is a chazakah sheishim atayim. You have a time without a chazakah. He has a chazakah without a time. There's no tzirah. So that's the din. The din is even though the Khari could argue, my silence is still madna. I have a silence. It's under a raya that it's not my house. The fact that I'm shaysik for 3 years, somebody's in my house. So isn't there a raya that it's not my house? Isn't there? Why don't we just say this? A raya that it's not mine. Yeah, it needs a hezber. I know. That's the din. You need chazak sheni matayin. There's nothing. I don't lose the house just because there was a chazak. If there's no time, maybe you could say like with the shachzrei. That chazok is not really a raya; it just makes you into a muksuk. You know, that was we had with Shach about Shai Mishpat's question. You know, why do you have to prove the 3 years? Whatever. But Shach had his own things that he was his own fish that he was frying. But Akapanim, he does say this svara that my silence is not really a raya gemur than it's not mine. My silence is enough that if you're in the field, you're being in the field. We see it as a bias. Normally, we wouldn't see it as a bias. We'd see that I'm the bias. But if you're in the field with the shtika, 3 years and so on, so then your being in the field becomes, like the Ritva says, a tfisu mechachas. It's a tfisu mechachas. The mikoyach my silence, your tfisu becomes a tfisu mechachas. But if without a tfisu, then there's not, it's a, so then we see you as the bias. But if you don't have that, then we don't just say, well, because I was quiet, there's a right, it's not mine, and it's hefka. Somebody's being typhus in the field and claiming that it's his, we see his tisa is a tisa mechachas. But in the case that I was describing before, Adam doesn't have a tisa mechachas because he says it's not his. And Alex doesn't have a tisa mechachas because he's not typhus. So all you have is my shtika. My shtika may be strange, but without, unless it's wedded to a tisa, it doesn't count. So al derech is over here. If the seicher is coming because of the maskir, so the maskir is the one who's being typhus in the house. And it's a tisa mechachas because of the silence of the Marakama. But if the maskir and the seicher have nothing to do with each other, so the tfisa of the marakama doesn't help because the tfisa is not connected to the heichoch. You have a heichoch without a tfisa, and a tfisa without a heichoch, that would be nothing. Once the truth is that there is a tfisa, the maskir sold it to Alex, rented it out to the Adam. We know that for a fact. The marakama doesn't know it, but we know that that's the case. So then, who's really tofus in the bias? Alex is tofus in the bias. And it's a tfisu mechachas mechayach v'shtik of the Marakam. Okay, now there's another issue here in Rishayim. That's one issue in Rishayim. That the Marakam have to know that the Seich is coming mechayach the Mas. Rishayim have a different question. Maybe it's like a more fundamental question. Rashba brings... also b'shem the Rabbit, that the Rabbit asked, how does this chazaka work altogether? Because ikke chazaka is achilas peris. How could you delegate the achilas peris? What does he mean when he says ikke chazaka achilas peris? He's referring back to Yishami, the Rashi wrote at the beginning of the parak. Yishami says that, let's say you're machzik in a beis habal, a field that's not a superior study. So you don't have Paris every day of the year. You only have Paris when you're Kaiser. In this time, you have Paris. What do you do the rest of the year? You Eidurim and Achesh and Chayrish, and you do all kinds of other malachas that the Sodom needs. So Yishami says, that you have to do malachas in the field the whole year round, because you have to be mastic in the field the whole year round. But you have to have Achilles Paris. If you don't have Achilles Paris, you could patch around in the field all you want. If you don't have an achilas peris at some point, then it's not a chazaka, because ikke chazaka is achilas peris. We saw Taisus Chayla. Taisus says you could have a chazaka just as real without a ksira. Taisus learns that in the Yudches Chaydish, this is going to Elchi Yusha, the Yudches Chaydish is as real without a ksira. And we talked about it. Some machlekes, how do we say anything about Nir? The Gemara says Nir lehavi chazaka. It's called Shiba the Kaiba Leil Bavalezel. Taisus understood it's like a special svara by Chavisha that you're doing Mashbiach the Karka. So that takes off the chazaka. But Zriya, which is not Mashbiach the Karka, could be a Maisa chazaka. All you need is a Maisa Bailus. Whereas the Rashba says that the Pshat near that in Kol Shiva the Karba is that you have to be a Nenna, not a Mahana. In order to have a Chazok, you need to be a Nenna. A Nenna means Achilles Peir. So all the other things that you do in the field, you're a Mahana, not a Nenna. You need to be Nenna. The Nenna is Achilles Peir. So Ikir Chazok is Achilles Peir. It's the Hanoh Shiva. But you don't fill up the year with Hanoh. So the rest of the year, you do other Inyonim that are ancillary to the Achilles Peir. But the Achilles Peir is the main deal. So the Rashba says, Achilles Peiris, how could the Seichah be Achilles Peiris for you? The Achilles Peiris, what's the Achilles Peiris in a house? The living is the Achilles Peiris. So who's doing the Achilles Peiris? The Seichah. So how's the Chazok of the Seichah Oyla for the Maskeh? The Maskeh never had an Achilles Peiris. So the Rashba says it's talking about that he gave him a shtar on the dummy, that he, even if he didn't come with the money in hand, but he gave him, because that's the Peiris in the world, but he gave him at least an IOU for the money. So Mela, that's called that he had an Achilles Peiris, somehow. The Rashba says he doesn't understand the Kasha in the first place. Why can't you delegate the Achilles Peiris? The same way you could delegate, it seems the Rashba conceded that you can delegate the other things, and the other aspects of Chazakah, the Nichosh and the Ibur and the Mashke and all the other Malachas you do the whole year round. You don't have to do them yourself. You can hire workers to do it for you. You could delegate that to other people. So why can't you delegate the Achilles Peiris? The Seicher has an Achilles Peiris in the house. He's being Nenna from the house. He's Nenna from the Urim of the house. And he's doing it B'shlichus, because the Masker put him in the house. So that's the same way everything else can be delegated in the Chazaka. That could also be delegated. In other words, L'chari means, it's Zeroz Bailus. Chazaka is Zeroz Bailus. I can be Meir Bailus in the field by planting myself. Or I can be Meir, I can show Bailus in the field by hiring a crew, and they'll come in and they'll do it for me. It's the same Zeroz Bailus. So the same thing with Achilles Peiris. Achilles Peiris is shows Bailus. So same thing. So why can't I delegate that to somebody else? So the Rashba this says he doesn't understand what the Ravid was. So what's Takav Shach and the Ravid? What's the difference? So the Ravid concedes that the other in Yonah Chazok you don't have to do yourself. The Idur, the Nichosh, the everything you can do, that he wasn't bothered by. He was only bothered, but what about Achilles Peiris? Iker Chazok is Achilles Peiris. So where's the Achilles Peiris over here? That somehow the Rashba thinks that cannot be given over to anybody else. So hi, Mike. What's this? What's the Nekudat Samachlag? What's Pshat on the Rashba? So I think I want to suggest that Rashba Lushitosa, and it goes back to a Chakir that we had on the top of the Amud. We talked about Kopid and Machil. Remember, I told you it's Machlag is the Rashba and the Rashba. In Perek Yud Beis of Plain Minitin, by Ochla Orla Shvius V'Klayim. Is it a chazok or not? You're matzik in the field, and you eat pears 3 years, kol kedas v'kedin, but the pears are treif. They're not kosher, they're Orla. They're also b'hanok. So the Ram says, not a chazok. Because, I'm sorry, the Ram says it is a chazok. What's the difference? So you're not a good Jew, but the chazok it is. And the Ravid says, no, since the pears are also b'hanok, it's not a chazok. Said at the time, I said then, top of the moment, that I thought, what's the machlokes about? They're arguing that the Rambam holds that the main thing is to show bailus. The Achilles Peiris also, the purpose of the Achilles Peiris in the context of Chazaka is to show bailus. So eating Peiris shows bailus. What does it matter if the Peiris have a hashgacha, they don't have a hashgacha? That has to do with your religiosity. But it's not to do with the bailus. Anybody who eats Peiris in the field, it shows that he's a bailum in the field. And I should be meichah. If you're showing violence in my field, I want to be meichah. Whereas the Ravid apparently holds that the Achilles Peiris, which ma'ir the Achilles Peiris, is ma'ir. The reason why Achilles Peiris is ma'ir machah is because you're stealing my Peiris, and I'm makbid on the Peiris. I want my Peiris back. So therefore, if the Peiris are also banah, then there's no raya. Maybe I wasn't shaysik because you're stealing Peiris that aren't worth anything. They have no shavius. I thought the pshuta, that's the machlokes the Ram and the Ravid. If that's the case, then I think it says in the Ravid that the Ravid understood when the Rishami talks about two different aspects of Chazaka, there's the Idr and the Nichash and all the other Melechas of the Soda, all the other Melechas of the Soda, with which you fill up the whole year. But then you have to have Achilles Peiris. That Achilles Peiris doesn't work. The Ravid apparently understood that the Achilles Peiris is fundamentally different than everything else. All the other things that you do in the field, all the other Melechas that you do in the field to keep the field going, those are all there. The chazaka comes from the Heros Bailos. I'm showing Bailos by being Chayrish and being Zereya and being all those other Melachas. I'm showing Bailos. That's what's Ma'ir Macho. But that's not enough. Ika chazaka is Achilles Peiris. The main thing that you need too, because you have to fill up the year. So you fill up the year with Heros Bailos, with various kinds of showing Bailos. But the Ika chazaka is that you steal my Peiris. If you don't steal my Peiris, then it's not enough of a chazaka. You're a Mahana, not a Nene. You have to be Nene. But the point of being Nene is that that's really what's Ma'ir Macha. The real Ma'ir Macha, the Iker Chazaka, is that you're stealing my Paris. You steal my Paris not the whole year round. So together with the stealing the Paris, there's also all this other bias that you're showing. But in some kind of tzir. But the Iker Chazaka is Achilles Paris. The Ravid understood Achilles Paris means you're stealing my Paris. So Mela says the Ravid held, yeah, Hayroz Bailos, I could delegate. You could delegate. If you instead of plowing the field yourself, you hire people to plow the field. So that's cool that you're showing bias in the field. You are plowing the field through your workers. So you're the one who's showing bias in the field. But Achilles Peiris means you're stealing my Peiris. If you have a field, I have a field, I'm a Merkama, but you're in my field, and you're, instead of eating the Peiris yourself, you tell somebody else to eat the Peiris. So from my point of view, who's the ganav? Who do I go after? Who's stealing my pears? If you told somebody else to eat the pears, and I think you're both going to know. So I think I claim it's my field. Who's stealing my pears? You or the person who actually, who told the guy to eat the apples, or the guy who actually went and ate the apples? No question, the guy who ate the apples. You can't have a shlich to steal. There's no shlichus to steal. So the stealing is misyachas to the person who stole, not to the person who let him steal. So says the rabbi. From the Merkama's point of view, if you let people live in your house, so the Haroj is Bailus Shabai, that you could take a delegate. You're showing Bailus to the fact of letting somebody else live in your house. But Iker Chazoka is Achilles Peiris. Achilles Peiris is the stealing of my of the Durum. When I'm going to come after somebody I'm going to come after you for the Gnei Schiris, for the Hanok. When I'm going to come after you, who am I going to come after? After the Secher, not after the Maskim. So why is it a chazaka for the maskah? That's the Ravid's kasha. So then the chazaka, the maskah doesn't have a chazaka. The maskah is not doing the chazaka, because the Achilles Peiris can't be given over to anybody else.
At the time, didn't we say the Rashba, the argument of Tosfos Chachasim and Aleph, that you can't have a Zri with Adik Tira? And we said it's because the Rashba holds that Achilles was also just a Ravid's
Pilate. Right. The Ravid's Chayla Kantosis, he says that you need to have an Achilles Peiris, but... But the Rashba apparently holds that even though you need to have an Achilles Peiris, but the Achilles Peiris is just a Haroz Bailos.
So at the time you said that the Rashba, Tosfos holds it just a Haroz Bailos, which is why you don't need to do a Ketira. But the Rashba holds that a Ketira is necessary because it has to be a Achila.
It could be that which we said, but in Nechaim we're going to have to revise it. That it comes out like this, that even though the Rashba Tosfos holds, because that really have three sheets, Tosfos holds you don't need Achilles Peiris at all. I don't know, you didn't have this Yishalmi, maybe the Pshat and Yishalmi. You don't have Achilles Peiris at all. You can have a chazaka that's just as real. What's the story with Nir? The Tosfos Nir is a different thing. Nir is that you're making the field better. So that's mafkia, that it's not a chazaka. But ordinarily, if you zereya, if you do other things in the field that don't make the field better, but they're not a nene, Tosfos thinks that that's fine. You could be masik. You could be masik just as real. That's a shita by itself. Then we have the Rashba, the Raya, but they hold up. You have to have Achilles Peiris. You have to have Achilles Peiris. Without Achilles Peiris, it doesn't come. So therefore, it's real emotional by itself will not be a chazaka. You have to have Achilles Peiris. The Rashba says otherwise, you're a mahana, not a nene. You have to be a nene. But now it comes out that even though the Rashba and the Rabbi both agree, they have to have Achilles Peiris, but they argue why they have to have Achilles Peiris. The Rashba holds you have to have Achilles Peiris because the Achilles Peiris is a special kind of showing bailus. The Zri and the Chavishu also show bailus, but they show bailus in a way that's mahana, not nene. So I'm showing bailus in the field by improving the field, by where even it's not improving the field, but I'm showing bias in the field, let's say Zerei, it's not, let's improve the field. But it's Mahana. The Zerei per se, if I don't do a Xerei afterwards, the Zerei itself is a Mahana, not a Nene. Maybe the Baalim are happy that I'm being Zerei. So it shows bias, but it shows bias by the fact that I'm being, but it shows bias, but not as much as a Nene. So the Rashba learns that even though it's true that you need to have an Achilles Peiris, it's because the most intense form of showing bias is being Nene, not being Mahana. The real bias, the real Hayroz bias is the being Nen and not the being Mahana. But it's still only because it's Hayroz bias. So if I tell you to eat the apples, so that's Hayroz bias of Nen and not Mahana. And I'm showing bias by having my friend be Nen from the field, or by having my tenant be Nen from the house. Whereas the Raven holds that you need Achilles Peiris, but not because it's Hayroz bias. Hayroz bias to do with all the other malachas in the field. But you need to have Achilles Peiris because you have to steal the Peiris. And it's the stealing the Peiris that makes the Chazok. And that's the rival of the Shittosoi, that if the Peiris are also one another, it's not a Chazok. So maybe the rival was bothered over here. So how does that work? That you can't delegate. So the rival says it has to be that the Chazok, the Achilles Peiris here is not the Diurim in the house. The Diurim in the house, that the Soichim do, not the Master. The Peiris are the IOU that the Soichim gives to the Maskir, that's called an Achilles Peiris. That's called an Achilles Peiris.
Okay. The Rebbe says the cases with the Shtar, and there's a call that it's that the
socher
is getting it from the
maskir,
then
right.
Why is that not
making
a difference here? Why?
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter that the socher is getting it from the maskir. But the etzim, stealing, can't be delegated. At the end of the day, when the Marakama wants his Peiris back, he gives the Peiris to the Urim. So when he wants to go after the Urim, somebody pay me the Urim, then from my house, he's going to go after the socher, not the maskir. So that's not called the maskir with maskir. You know, maybe we'll take a stop here. I want to talk tomorrow about the places Hani Megan made with some him. Very complicated business. You should take a look at the sugya in Dushan Places Calls. See what that's about. There's a places there about Nige Betray. You should see. Dushan and Gimel Bafa Dibra Maspa. Yeah, it's a tasteless, deeper mask of the hashtag Tikkun Rabbanon. The deeper mask of the hashtag Tikkun Rabbanon. It starts from VH Maxim. You should see that. And then you should see the Shita Mukubetsu brings the tasteless Rosh over here on this tasteless. So, you see that. Tasteless Rosh is a pellet. You should think through. Tasteless Rosh is a pellet from the Gemara in Kiddushin. So, be worked through.
Okay.